This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I knew we needed this song today. You need this song on opening day.
Put me in, coach.
You ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
Well, the Phillies are ready, and we are too. It is opening day in Philadelphia, actually down in D.C. Phillies Nats, 4:05 today. Zach Wheeler on the mound. We'll get you the roster. The Phillies have finalized their opening day roster. We'll do that in a few minutes. But let's talk to someone, Hugh, that played in a lot of opening days and made a lot of Phillies rosters. You know his name. Ryan Howard, the big piece, joins us right now on the Midday Show. Ryan, how you doing?
Hey, happy opening day. Happy opening day, gentlemen. What's up? How's everybody doing?
What up, Blue? How you doing, man?
Man, can't call it. Just another day. I'm in your world.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm in your world, man. As a matter of fact, I know we're going to talk baseball. Mm-hmm. But congratulations. I heard you got the sandwich shop in the stadium.
Man, yes, sir. We got that Colby Southern Kids Chicken working over there, man. We're doing well. Excited for another season. Trying to get everything kicked off. We got the location out in Mahaly, New Jersey. 1643 New Jersey, 38 West, going out there to go visit the store out there. So, yeah, just kicking it up and trying to get things rolling.
Well, it's a good spot. I know that area well. I used to drive through there when I lived in Jersey. Good spot, Ryan. We're excited for you. And yeah, the spot in the stadium is going to be a great
one.
Yeah,
that's a big move
right
there.
Yeah, of course it is.
Being the stadium and, you know, having the history that you have with the stadium, yeah. Pretty sure you're going to be in there making sandwiches at some point?
That'd be great.
You know what? You never know. It's a possibility. I might have to go back to old 15-year-old Ryan when I was in there flipping them burgers and whatnot, man, before. So, you never know.
Okay, yeah, that's a skill you never lose, though. Flipping burgers is a skill you never lose.
That's one you have for life. Ryan, we're excited to talk to you today. It's an awesome day. Opening day is always special. Before we get into the team this year, take us through your opening days. Your first one, did you have butterflies? Like, what's opening day like? I mean, for baseball players, there's so many games, and it's a marathon. But does opening day, even as you got into your later years, did it have a different feel to it?
You know what? From the very first opening day I had, would have been 2006, it was a great feeling for me because I knew that I had the job and just wanted to really take it all in. You know, my first full opening day coming into Philly, obviously having the parade coming in from the outfield, from the bleachers. You know, it's a feeling that you'll never forget. So I'm excited for, you know, all the guys, the rookies that get to experience their first opening.
Well, we are too. You still with us, Ryan?
My career kind of wore on. It never really gets old. it never gets old. I mean, you're just kicking off a new season, a new start, fresh start, try to go chase a championship and just have fun doing it.
Well, Ryan, that championship is what this team is chasing. Tell us your feeling on the team as we start the year. You know, the division is very good with the Braves and the Mets, but the Phillies, they won 95 last year. They kept most of the core of this team intact. They added a few pieces like Romano in the bullpen and Kepler in the outfield. What's your feeling on this team, Ryan, as they try to get over the hump now and win a championship?
Yeah, I mean, I think the team, you still got to be excited for the team. I think it's going to be an exciting, somewhat stressful division this year. You know, the Mets obviously came on and they played some really, really good baseball. They had Juan Soto, added him. He's not that bad of a guy, not that bad of a player. So, you know, the division definitely gets a little more interesting. But I think with the Phillies, they just have to focus on being themselves and playing their game. And I think by doing that, they'll be good as long as they can stay healthy and just go out there and do their thing. I think they'll be all right.
You know what, Ryan? I'm kind of curious, man, because we talked a lot this upcoming season about approach and chase rate and all the other stuff. To a man, how hard is it to get up there and change your approach when that's all everybody talked about in the offseason?
You know, I think it's all about the training. I think it's all about what you do in the offseason, working on what your approach is, understanding what your strengths and weaknesses are as a hitter, as a pitcher. And then I think, like I say, we always talk about the analytics. And analytics definitely plays a factor in my mind, but, you know, you have to also be able to taper it. You got to marry it in the right way, in my opinion. So when you can use the analytics where they can help you, then that's what the benefit of it is all about in my mind. So, you know, I think with guys just being able to kind of look, change their approach, it's a very patient team. You get a lot of walks out of this team, Schwarber, Harper, get some good ABs. That's the key, right, is trying to just put together good ABs to get runs across.
Curious, because one of our colleagues, Elliot Shore Parks, talked about, you know, the fact that the Phillies, if I'm saying this right, they had the lowest chase rate spring training.
They had the most walks.
Spring training. Thank you very much. They had the most walks in spring training. Can that carry over in your mind to the season when you do that in spring training?
I think so. I mean, again, when you can have those types of situations where you can have guys getting on base and understanding, like, certain types of situational hitting, it can definitely carry over. So those guys showing that kind of discipline in spring training, that means they're seeing pitches, being able to try to recognize pitches, and so you can take that into the season and then be a little bit more aggressive when you need to.
Ryan Howard with us here as we get ready for Phillies opening day in D.C. this afternoon against the Nationals right here on WIP. Ryan, a lot of conversation this spring training about who's going to hit leadoff. And it sounds like the Phillies are planning to have two leadoff hitters. Against lefties, it's going to be Trey Turner. Against righties, Kyle Schwarber. So I'm wondering, from your perspective, do you think that's going to be a challenge for some of these guys to have to change their spot in the order every day? We talk about this as fans all the time. You lived it. Is that a big thing, or do we make too much of where you hit in the order?
I think the biggest thing is as long as they know, hey, if Rob has that conversation with them and says, hey, this is what we're going to look to do, then mentally those guys are already prepared. So, like, for Schwarb, if it's a lefty, he knows he's probably going to hit two or three or a little bit further down in the lineup and understand that. Same thing with Turner, batting lead off against lefties and whatnot. So I think as long as you know where you're going to be hitting, you can prepare yourself the night before and be ready to go that day.
Ryan, how do you stack up this division? You mentioned earlier the Mets, who came on at the end last year and obviously knocked the Phillies out. They added Juan Soto. The Braves had a lot of injuries last year. They'll get some of those guys back early in the season. We know they're always good. And then, of course, there's the Phillies, who won it last year. How do you, right now, entering the season, stack up those three teams as we start the season?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fun division to watch. I mean, obviously, like you said, the Braves had a lot of injuries to key players. They're a very exciting team. You look at the Mets and what they did with some of their additions, they're going to be exciting. I'm still going to pull for the Phillies. As long as they can stay healthy, I think it's still their division to go out and go win, but they're going to have to fight to go do it. And obviously for everybody, you got to stay healthy.
Ryan, today we'll see Zach Wheeler on the mound. And, you know, when he got here 5 years ago, I think people realized he was talented, but he hadn't really put it together for the Mets. He's had an incredible stretch. Ryan, when you watch Zach, what makes him such a great pitcher? Because he's morphed from a good one with the Mets to a truly great pitcher for the Phillies here. What makes him so good?
I mean, I was unfortunate to face Zach when he was with the Mets. And that was when they had him, DeGrom, Harvey, like that whole staff that they had there. And I actually thought Zach was the filthiest out of all of them because they all threw hard. But the one thing I would say about Zach had more movement on his pitches than the other guys did. So I think that's what kind of gave him the nod for me. And I think he's just, you know, kind of coming to his own. Got JT back there, got comfortable with the catcher, the situation there. He's comfortable here in Philly, so he's just going out there and just letting it eat.
Ryan, let's end with this. Bryce Harper transitioned a year and a half ago to first base from all his years playing in the outfield. Last year was his first full year. He was a Gold Glove, you know, caliber player. Christian Walker took it, but I thought he played at a really high level. What did you think of Harper, his first full year at first base, and what do you expect as he goes into the second half of his Phillies career playing the position you played for so many years?
Yeah, I think Bryce has done an amazing job. He's just a pure athlete. I mean, it's not easy to just make that transition and go over there and go play first base. You know, his footwork has gotten a lot better. His glove work has always been there. I mean, his confidence over there has been great. So I think, you know, him playing first potentially the remainder of his career is going to be a great move to help kind of save him and save his body from a lot of additional wear and tear.
You know, Frat, before we get up out of here, at Kobe Southern Kiss Chicken, when we go to the ballpark Monday, what sandwich do you recommend?
I mean, look, we got the original, we got the Nashville hot, and we got the big piece. So it's just all about how you feeling. You know what I mean? That Nashville, you know, give it a little warm tickle. Maybe you might get a little sweat beads in the hairline.
Ryan, I'm a little older now. I can't eat that spice.
You can't handle the spice. He's not the man he used to be.
Then get the big piece, man. The big piece is nice.
That's what I'm probably worried about. I can't handle spice no more. I can't handle spice.
That's it.
Great stuff, Ryan. Ryan, continued success with Colby's. We'll be checking it out at the park, and let's talk soon. And enjoy opening day. It's always a special day. Thank you, Ryan.
It.
Go Mom.
Appreciate it, you guys. Yes, sir. Go Mom.
There he goes. Ryan Howard, the big piece with us there, talking about this Phillies team. So Ryan still has the Phillies as the favorite in the National League East. And,
that's a little homerous. But you're supposed to be.
Yeah,
you're supposed to be.
No, they did win the division last year.
They are
the defending division champions.
Yeah, but the Mets.
Mets are better. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the Mets are better.
You didn't say that to his face, though.
No, I didn't.
As he hung up, you called him a homer.
I waited. It was calculated.
You know,
I kept it a bean.
When I asked him about Wheeler, it didn't even like register to me that young Wheeler, because it feels like so long ago, Ryan Howard. They must have matched up right at the beginning of Wheeler when he first got to the majors towards the end of Ryan's career. Man, it feels like, I don't know, like as he said it, I'm like, oh yeah, Ryan was still in the league when Zach got in the league. It just feels like so long ago. But Wheeler, obviously an incredible pitcher. He'll be on the mound today for the Phils. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, here's what we need from you, because we have a $100 gift card.
It says 100.
It says 94 on here. We don't do that. We go all the way.
You always get in trouble with that.
We round up. Yeah, they're going to ask me to make up the $6.
It's coming out of your pocket.
I know. It eventually will. But we have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away today. Your boldest prediction, your big, bold Phillies prediction, best one we get today wins the prize. Hugh's got 40 steals for Trey? 40. 50? Can I 40. Hear 50?
we negotiate now?
Well, I'm just asking.
Well, I can't
you gotta
win.
You got to go bold.
All right, then. 60.
Now that's a bold prediction.
60.
Can we get Hugh to 90 steals by the end of the show?
And then people would be like, talking about, shut up. You don't talk no more baseball. Shut up.
No, nothing will top Bryce off. All right, 215-592-9494. Win total, how far they go. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey,
what's
Will.
Up,
what's up, pal?
Hey, man, listen. Game day, game opener. It starts now. The journey begins, baby. It's time now to lock in. Everybody lock in mentally, man. I'm going to keep saying this because that's all it is. Y'all the best team in the league. But mentally, y'all suck because y'all always thinking about losing.
Yeah.
That losing season is over. You know what I'm saying? Now it's time to win. Let's finish what the Eagles started.
Yeah.
the winning, baby. You know what I'm saying? The hunt is still on.
Now we're talking.
The hunt is on, baby. Red October. It's hunt season. It never stops. Listen, bring another parade back to Philly. It's on and popping, baby. Bryce, listen, all we need you to do is lead the team. That's all they look forward to. Once you start hitting, baby, the whole team is going to get hot. Willow, once you start pitching, baby, you're striking everything down. So we need both of y'all to step up to be the leaders for the defense and the offense. And that's all we need. We need everybody to play as a team. Hot proper. It's your time, baby. You know what to do. You strategize for every team, baby. And just like today, all we're going to do is knock these Nationals all around the field because we're going to make a statement. They're going to be the first ones to feel the heat with the Phillies for the brain rest of the season. Let's go, Phillies, baby.
Let's go, Will. All right, Will, get on the record. How many wins?
We caught 101, baby.
Oh, we're up in the ante now. Now we keep up in the ante. And Will, I need a bold prediction. Bold prediction. What do you got?
Hey man, I think my man Nick gonna light it up this season, man. Cause he know he on his way out. So I'm predicting Nick has 40 homers and 10 grand slams.
That's got to be a major
league
record.
That means they're getting on base a lot.
Well, that does. That's true. That's got to be a record. We appreciate the phone call. I think that would be clearly a major league record. 40 home runs for Castellanos, though, that means a lot of bad things are about to happen in the world. So buckle up, people.
He
always hits home runs when stuff happens. Someone passes. 40 home runs.
He does that.
You better get your wills written, everybody.
We're talking about Casty MVP.
10 grand slams. Yes, he's going to win an MVP or at least be in the mix.
Constantino.
I like that one. All right, let's go to Ron and Monco. Ron's up.
Hey, guys. How you guys been?
Ron, how you been?
What's up, Ron?
What's up?
Hanging in, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate going after the last dude because, you know what? This team has no shot.
Mm.
And you don't even need the music, huh?
You know, we have a studio audience now, Ron. People are here, and they're booing you. Ron, what? Why? Why no shot?
Okay, why? That's a good question. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you got behind the plate? Where's your production behind the plate? I'm going to start behind the plate. Okay, now I'm going to move out over. We know what Harper's going to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to move out to right field. Is he going to hit? When's he going to hit? Halfway through the season? What's he
going to
do?
Ron, I'll give you this. They got question marks at catcher, question mark at second, question mark at short, question mark at third.
Left field.
Question marks.
They got it everywhere. They have it everywhere.
Well, no, they have a first baseman we're sure about, and they have a starting rotation that should be darn good.
Well, that is the question. That's the thing. But I was going to ask you, the first question I was going to ask you, actually, are the Braves coming back on opening day full force?
No. No Strider, no Acuna yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well, that changes. Listen, that changes a little bit for the NL East, but they are no way getting or winning the World Series. This team is done. The Bryce Harper era is going to end up being a failure.
We got seven more years left. What do you mean it's done?
Hey man, I didn't sign the guy. I told you guys I didn't want to. Listen, it ain't his fault. It's not his fault. I mean, they built this team wrong. They built it wrong. And they started the whole thing out wrong, and it just got worse when they brought in Dombrowski. His foundation pieces are so iffy. Castellano, Schwarber can only do one thing for the team. He clogs the bases up. None of it. How much you want to bet by 12 games, Schwarber's back in the leadoff?
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't believe in the Turner leadoff thing.
Guys, you've seen it with your own eyes. And here's the biggest problem. Here's the biggest problem. Okay, these guys don't get cold; they choke. They choke. There's a difference between getting cold and choking. That's what it means. That's the definition of getting cold. It's called choking. And that's what they do. I played ball at a pretty high level, and I know choking when I see it. Now, the pitching is a shame.
What level?
We got some pitching.
They have a lot of pitching. I mean, between Wheeler, Sanchez, and Nola, that's a hell of a top three. And maybe Lizardo could be what he was 2 years ago.
Yeah, but, well, we got in the bullpen. But see, the thing of it is, guys, the lineup is going to kill you. That's the problem.
Ron, how many wins? Can I pencil you in for 105?
You're the best, Ron. You're the best.
How many?
I'm going to say 87 wins. 87 wins.
Don't sound like 105.
87. So we've established a new high and a new low our last two callers. Ron, ever the optimist. Ron, enjoy opening day. All right, buddy?
Later, guys.
All right, there he goes. Ron Amanka. 87. I might have to up mine from 89 to 90 because I'm too close to
that
Ron.
That was brutal.
Well, also, like,
it's
how
problem.
They,
it's
how
opening
they,
day.
How are they winning 87 if there's that many issues? I thought he was going to say, like, 80. That was
not
I mean,
cooked.
He had a dark cloud over the Phillies.
He always does.
You know what I thought of when he was saying how it's not Bryce, it's not your fault? The Goodwill Hunting scene when he hugs Matt Damon. He's like, it's not your fault. And they start crying. It's not your fault. Like, that he was basically...
Goodwill Hunting.
Never seen that?
Mm-mm.
It's a really famous movie.
Robin Williams and Matt Damon?
No, I haven't
For
seen
all
it.
Of the Tubi movies you've spent hours on, you've skipped
you know what
Goodwill
else I
Hunting.
Haven't, I haven't seen either that people talk about
oh,
a
boy.
Lot.
What?
The Notebook.
I haven't seen that either.
I've seen it, but I don't think that's one you have to see. It's,
or
it,
what else? I got a few.
You need to see Goodwill Hunting. I mean,
I've never seen Remember Titans.
I think it's good, but the story's pretty self-explanatory, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. You know, it's certain... You know how I certain movies good, that people say, oh, you got to watch it. I didn't. I haven't seen Goodwill Hunting. Is this something that I need to watch after this? The Phils get their first win today?
Yeah.
Well,
I
no, because there's Sports any... Madness on.
Well, it's true. It's a great sports day.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is a great
That's
sports
right.
day.
That's right. That's a busy day.
It just like for all the bad movies you watch, you could sprinkle in.
I don't watch bad movies. Well, okay.
You,
I don't.
Come
I do.
On.
I
mean,
do.
You tell us.
What's the Afghanistan movie?
Afghanistan was bad.
You can't lie to the radio audience, the YouTube audience. You can't lie to anyone.
Oh, man, that was so bad.
You watch bad movies. Chris in Dover's up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Chris? Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today.
We got a lot of singing today. I like this. Yeah, we got a lot of singing. Chris, what are you feeling, buddy? You ready?
Man, it's baseball. Opening day, baby.
That's right. It is. All right, Chris, what do you got for us? What are you feeling?
I can't believe I got to follow Ron from Monca. I feel like he's been calling you since 10 years ago when you were on the evening show.
Oh, he has. We used to fight about Doug Peterson, and then he didn't want to sign Bryce Harper. We had to fight about that. Yeah, Ron's always – he's a bundle of joy. I love him.
Yeah, it's the best. Hey, I got 93 wins.
Okay.
Listen, this division alone, first of all, the division, these three teams, the Atlanta and the Mets don't have the starting pitching, man, that we have.
I agree. I agree.
Without question.
Now, Chris, if Strider comes back healthy, the Braves have, I mean, Strider and Sale is a lot to stop a rotation. But 1 through 5, the Phillies are better. I'm with you.
There you go. And what about Strider in the playoffs? Strider!
That was the right? best. That being at that game when Reese hit the home run and Strider was out of gas against Stott, it was the best.
Exactly. And then go to the National League West. Listen, Dodgers, incredible, right? Money can buy and they bought everything, right? But don't forget about the Padres. And don't forget about the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Chris, I'm glad you said it. It's why the other day I was saying I don't think it's a lock that whoever finishes third in this division is going to make the playoffs because Arizona and San Diego are good too. I mean, only 5 of those 6 teams can go because obviously the Central's got to get a team too. So, yeah, I actually think it makes it fun. Like all these Mets and Phillies and Braves and Phillies games, and they're all going to mean a lot this season. It's going to be fun.
Yes, without question. Hey, I got bold, man.
What do you got?
I got bold.
Let's hear it.
I got Christopher Sanchez, not Zach Wheeler. Christopher Sanchez will lead the Phillies in wins this year with a 20-6 record, and he will win the Cy Young Award.
Wow, 20 wins, a Cy Young. That, you know what, Chris? That's pretty darn bold. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. Now, there have been a lot of people that are putting Christopher Sanchez like in that echelon, like he's going to be one of the best pitchers in baseball. Mm-hmm. I think he could. I mean, he looked incredible. And everyone we talked to in spring training was like, you got to see Sanchez.
Yeah.
He looks different. I could see that. 1-6, Cy Young contention for Chris Sanchez. I like that. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right. We got a lot going on here today. Your phone calls, get on the record. Your win total, how far does this baseball team go? Best answer we get today for a bold prediction wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Plus, we'll get to something Ruben Amaro said yesterday on the morning show, a player he is very high on going into the season, and an interesting comment attached to it. That's next on your phone calls, 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Brackets busted. New customers at FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 extra bucks It's been on everything from clutch shots to last-second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down nets. If you've been waiting to join, there's no better time. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel has amazing bet types like spreads, totals, game props, so much more. Look, you guys, I've been saying it for weeks. I like this Maryland team. I feel like they could win this game tonight. Am I worried about the coach who might be picking out Holmes next to Villanova? A little worried, but I'm still picking him. Let's go Terps. All right, visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Get on the college hoops action all tourney long. Visit FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, 12 o'clock, Jack Fritz joins us. He's got some predictions out. We'll get Jack's predictions on the Philly season, what he's looking for. Opening day today, Zach Wheeler on the mound at 12:30. Ashley Sullivan's going to join us with whatever that she knows, what the heck happened with the Flyers last couple days.
It's called that tea.
Yeah, because this went from bad to worse with the Flyers. Tortorella, we played that audio yesterday where he's basically begging to get fired. And then what do you know? He was fired by the Flyers. Jarrett Tortorella out as Flyers coach. Devin Caney will join us 1 o'clock hour. She is live at Nationals Park in D.C. covering the Phils here as we get set for the season and opening day. All right, Hugh, you ready for the roster? It's been finalized.
Yes.
Phillies opening day roster. Here we go. Not many, I wouldn't say many surprises, but they did make a move today to officially move off of one player that was with the team in spring training. All right. We got two catchers on the team, JT Realmuto, Rafael Marchand. The infielders, Alec Bohm, Cody Clemens, who makes the team with another good spring training, Bryce Harper, Edmundo Sosa, Bryson Stott, Trey Turner. The four outfielders on the roster, Castellanos, Kepler, Marsh, and your guy, Rojas, the designated hitter, Kyle Schwarber. 13 pitchers make the opening day roster. Jose Alvarado, Tanner Banks, Jesus Luzardo, Christopher Sanchez, Matt Strom. Those are your lefties, your righties. Carlos Hernandez, who they just got a couple days ago from the Royals. Orion Kerkering, Aaron Nola, Jordan Romano, Joe Ross, Jose Ruiz, Taiwan Walker, and Zach Wheeler. Hugh, as I look at the roster, I got to tell you, there is, for all the things that I'm most confident in, like I'm most confident in Harper, right? And obviously, the starting rotation with Wheeler and Nola and Sanchez. I love that top three. Got to tell you, the bullpen is the part of the team I have the most, like...
trepidation?
Yeah, I feel like they're because thinner. They're thinner than they were last year.
And it's you don't really have a designated bullpen guy. Like, I mean, well, you have that. You know what I mean. You don't have the
like the closer.
Yeah,
right. Well, they signed Romano, who's been a good closer for the Blue Jays, but he was hurt last year, didn't pitch much. Kyle, where are you in the bullpen? Because I thought last year they had a lot, and then unfortunately it fell apart in the playoffs. But I thought during the season it was one of their strengths with Strom and a Hoffman, and they traded for Estevez. It just feels thinner to me this year.
Yeah, it's tough to get a read on what the bullpen's going to be. That's probably, I guess, my biggest like question mark going into the season. We talk about the lineup, but I think we kind of know more of what they are.
Yep.
But it's the bullpen that I think can really swing this team. You heard my prediction earlier about Alvarado leading the league in saves.
Well, that would make me feel good.
That'd be huge. And then I also like Orion Kerkering to take a step forward this year. So, you know, if they get something out of one of the Jordan Romanos or the other guys, then I think they're going to be in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, I know Jack is high at Romano, so we'll talk to him coming up at 12 o'clock. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines. Your bold predictions. Best one we hear today wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat card 94 only at Sunoco. And by the way, if you didn't know by now, WIP, as Hugh Douglas is getting comfortable over there, is live on YouTube. Subscribe to Sports Radio 94 WIP. Be sure to turn on notifications so you never miss a show. Do you feel you're starting to feel a little more comfortable?
No, I'm saying I got the wrong colors on. You know, all this dark with all this dark background and still just teeth and gray hair.
Is this going to be like a new hue,
no,
new wardrobe?
I got to wear like bright colors. I got to wear colors to, you know, bring out my pretty brown skin. Mm. You know, I got to do some things to change it up a little bit.
So this is
no more pajamas.
Well, that's what I was thinking
about. How long does this last?
He's only considering.
This is going to be like the first few weeks of school where you have your best outfits. By 2 weeks in, he's back to PJ.
How long can I keep this up? Like, how long can I actually wear, like, clothes on a daily basis? I think I can do a good job.
Over, under a week and a half until we're back to pajamas.
Under. Over? I'm going to go over.
All right, we'll see. We shall see. All right, get on the record. How many games the Phillies win? How far do they go? We have 92 for Hugh, 90 for Kyle, 89 for me. Hugh has them winning the whole thing. Josh in Wilmington is up on WIP. Josh!
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are
what's
you?
Up, Josh?
Hey, Josh. What's up, buddy?
Not a whole lot. So I love it. Opening day. I mean, I'm stoked. I've been listening to the show. As always, just, I mean, here we go, right? Another journey. Right out the gate, I'm all in. 94 wins. Let's, you know, I wanted to be like the captain homer and just go, you know, undefeated. However, you can't do that. It is. It's a ton. So's 50 stolen bases.
Oh, that's a shot.
Took
a shot.
I think that's
well, technically, I said, Josh, I was pressured into saying 50.
Well, you
I
said 30 is not really bold.
Well, I thought it was bold because he didn't steal 30 last year.
I have them trading two guys in the middle of the order in the middle of the season. You said that wasn't bold.
I don't think that was
bold. How is that not? Kyle, put a poll up. What's more bold? 30 stolen bases for Trey Turner.
Why we always got to be so competitive?
Well, I'm just wondering what people think. What's more bold? 30 stolen bases for Trey, or they trade Cassianos and Bohm in the middle of the season? You're going to get crushed on this poll.
That's why you're doing it.
I don't even know if I can do Hugh that dirty.
Joe just want to win. He just want to win.
Yeah.
If you do the poll, put 40. Put 40 up there. Just, you know.
No, but that's not what you said.
I know.
You said 30. All right, go ahead, Josh.
All right, so listen. And Hugh, stand on the hill then, brother. 30. Stand by. Nah, don't get bullied around by Joe Giglio.
They can bully me.
It's baseball season.
You know what this is? This is an overcorrection to the 22 sacks by Bryce Huff. This is an overcorrection.
They can bully me.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Josh. So you got 94 wins. I like that.
94. Yeah. 94. Now, here's my bold prediction, right? My bold prediction is we are definitely trading one, if not two pieces. So I'm getting into the same boat as you, Giglio, right? You did say that we will probably be making a midseason, if not trade deadline.
That was pretty bold.
Deal, right? Mm-hmm. However, what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw a player in there. We will... This season, now whether anyone likes it, dislikes it, or whatever, but I'm it wouldn't shock me one bit to see Mike Trout come on over and play for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Now we're talking.
But wait a minute.
Come on home.
How long are you gonna play though?
No, why you gotta be negative?
I'm not being negative. I'm pointing out the fact that Didn't he have a really good game and went home and got hurt?
So
he took a shower and got hurt.
Well, I mean, that might be
copy and paste that every year with Mike Trout.
Okay, basically. He has had a lot of injuries.
Thank you, Kyle.
We also are not acknowledging that he had 10 home runs in April. He was on pace to have a great season.
That's what I'm saying. And he went home and got hurt.
He could still play.
The bold prediction I gave you guys before the show was that Mike Trout will be on the Phillies IL in August.
One of these
there
years, one he's going to have one more relatively healthy season.
But I should have jumped on Kyle because that's not a bold prediction. He get hurt all the time.
No, but you know what would.
I did add for the Phillies.
Yeah, what would really hurt is if they trade. He's healthy all through July. We get him, and then boom, right to the IL. Josh, if he's healthy, those rumors are coming back because the Angels are going to stink again, and the Phillies probably will need an outfielder.
Well, no doubt about it, and that's kind of what leads me to it. Right, he's definitely got at least one, and I'm going to stretch it, one and a half seasons. Probably of good baseball now. However you want to put those season and a half numbers together or in days, it's going to equate to a season and a half. But if he could catch lightning in a bottle and we acquire him and then, you know, let's be real. I'm
That's
not too happy with
show.
Our outfield, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, and one of the things, and I asked Fritz about this yesterday, but when he was screening me, he wasn't able to expound, and I wasn't able to expound, and that was, listen, I think something's up in the outfield. I love Kepler, right? And Rojas, it still remains to be seen if the guy is going to be able to put the ball in play consistently. So here's the thing, right? I don't think the team is high on Brandon Marsh at all. And I think that he's possibly going to be one that's get moved, if not before, or right up against the deadline. Because we have Crawford now sitting in Lehigh Valley. Why wasn't he designated to Reading? It tells me that they saw something in him that we may be seeing a whole lot sooner. So I'm going, I mean, that's not my prediction, yet I just don't like the way the outfield is coming into the season. And I foresee Crawford making his jump to the majors a whole lot sooner than anyone anticipated, simply because that's the only part of our club that suffers.
Phone. Josh, I think that you're onto something there. I think you are with the Crawford thing. He's in AAA, which tells me he's obviously one stop away here. Good call, Josh, to the major leagues.
A little bit long talking.
You know how you can tell a caller's long talking? When Hugh's phone volume goes off.
Yeah. One of my favorite things for the new YouTube version of this show now is that the people are going to be able to see what happens here behind the scenes when audio on Hugh's phone goes off and Kyle gives him the evil eye.
Yeah, he looks over at me apologetically.
I said my bad. Yeah.
The first thing I do when I hear noise, I look across because I see Kyle staring down right Hugh and Hugh.
Daggers. Yeah, that was on me. But that's his fault though, because he was long. He long talked a little bit.
It's not his fault. It's a talk show.
It's his purposes. It is.
It's a talk show, not a long talk.
No, but he was long talking.
You long talk every open of every show.
But I start off and say, okay, I'm about to long talk a little bit.
Sometimes you don't know where you're going to long talk.
You got to get locked in. You got to be prepared for the long talking.
That's true.
You know what else is bad too?
Well, here we go.
Close talking.
Like in terms of like someone goes too close to your face?
Yes. It's just like in your proximity. Like there's a proximity meter.
Like the Seinfeld guy.
Yeah, it's a proximity.
There's personal space. Yeah, when you invade the personal space to talk, we got to just back that thing up a little bit. I agree with you on that. All right, you know what? Josh, within his long talking, did mention something that I think he's right on.
What's that?
There's a few Phillies here that used to be called the daycare, Hugh.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we got to move off that. I don't know what grade they're in now, but they're not in daycare. It's put up or shut up time for their...
I think the daycare was the year that I got here, and they carried... Early in the season, when the offense was struggling, they cared. It was Marsh, Bohm,
and Stott.
And Stott, yeah.
They're not young anymore. They're not old, right? They're more like in their prime. But they have to show us what they are. Are they complimentary players? Which that's fine. I mean, every team,
stars.
Or are they stars? Or are they? In the case of Marsh, is he not even going to be a starter? As because they have Crawford in AAA at center field. I mean, I don't know. But this is the year.
You keep hearing a lot of.
This is the year. Those three. It's put up or shut up. I feel the best about Stott because I've always thought he's the best one. But even him, like, he's not hurt anymore. He didn't hit well last year. They've all got to be better.
I think it's imperative for all of them. They all have something. Even Bryce, they all have something a demon that they're fighting that they have to exercise this year. Especially when you talk about where they've been and where they're trying to go. They all have something that they have to deal with this season that they're going to have to get over in order to get us over the hump.
And they're all getting to a point where they're getting, because they get more expensive by the year in arbitration. It's one thing like 3 years ago when they all were playing for peanuts, right? It's like...
Yeah, now you're starting to get into those years where the back part of those years with that money.
Yeah.
It's like $50 million a year and crazy stuff like that.
Yeah, with the Phillies are paying so many guys a lot of money. You know, Bohm and Stott and Marsh are all viable players. They're great. They'll keep them around. But if they're not, they'll replace them with even cheaper guys in the next few years. So I think it's a big year for all of them. I would say Stott is the one I'm most confident in. And after that, it's probably Bohm. And then, I don't know, like the Marsh thing, they're going to play him today, I'm guessing, against the lefty because they've talked about that all spring training. I'll believe it when I see it. I mean, they traded from 3 years ago, and they said he's an everyday player. They haven't really showed me they believe that. We'll start seeing it this April when he's out there against lefties. Matt in Broomall is up. Hey, Matt.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Matt. What's up, buddy?
I'm feeling good. So, like, you know, I could totally understand why some people would be a little down on the Phillies and not want to put their trust into them this year just because the last three postseasons all ended the same way with the offense going ice cold at the end. Didn't really add an impact bat. I mean, Kepler could be solid, but he's not like a big flashy name or anything. But I feel like this is going to be the year where the bats don't go cold in the playoffs. I'm not worried about missing the playoffs. I think the team's got too many veterans and too much talent to miss the playoffs, even with the NL kind of being a lot better this year. I'm going to say 95 wins. We win the division. Breakthrough in the postseason. The starting pitching's been World Series caliber in the playoffs the last 3 years. I think that continues. Bats don't go cold, and we're taking it home this year.
Ah, there we go.
Early in the offseason, I was kind of like, you know, next year I'm not going to be all in, but I'm all in, man.
Well, it's opening day. It's a day to be back all in. Matt, give us a bold prediction. Give us something bold here.
So for my bold prediction, I'm going to say when the All-Star break comes around, the Phillies are going to have four starting pitchers with a sub-3 ERA, all four in the All-Star game. Nola, Wheeler, Sanchez, and Lizardo.
Wow, that's bold. I like that one, Matt. So I heard Scott this morning, and Scott said it similar to what with us last week in his first spot of the season with us, but I heard him as I was driving in today. And he thinks that we're going to set a lot of 2011 comparisons with this rotation. And that's kind of what Matt was saying there with his four starters in the All-Star game. If they are close to that, then the Phillies – I'll say it this way. If the four starters are that good, the Phillies are going to win the division because that's everyday excellent starting pitching.
Yeah. I think it's just that for a lot of people, it's the hitting. It's the chasing and all that other stuff. And you know, that's why when you hear people talk about this team, they're not worried about the regular season. They're worried about the postseason. And I think for them, you have to start out this season not change. You have to get comfortable in changing your approach just a little bit.
Yeah, well, with that, I mean, Hugh, you asked Ryan Howard the stat that Jack had brought up and Elliot had brought up that we kind of debated a little bit yesterday about the leading baseball in walks. I know it's just one day, and look, one opening day is one of 162. I'm going to feel a certain way today at 4:30, 4:40.
You're going to be watching for the chase, right?
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, if they're patient in the box.
You don't have to wait long because your boy up first.
Trey's going
to
be up first.
Yeah, first.
I mean, if he sits there and he has a 10-pitch at-bat and he doesn't strike out.
Would that make you feel better?
Yes, of course. And if he goes down on three pitches, you know how I'm going to feel. Like, well, screw these spring training stats. This doesn't matter. All right, Ruben Amaro, speaking of Trey Turner, he had a prediction on Trey, and it also came with a long-term prediction. Listen to Ruben on Trey, what he expects, and the backdrop of if it doesn't happen.
This guy wants to be great. He is not a vocal guy. He doesn't show a lot of emotion, and I think a lot of people here in Philadelphia like people who show emotion.
Yeah, that's true.
And the reality of it is...
Well, not when Alec Bohm shows emotion.
And, well, the right kind.
Right, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Appropriate emotion.
And that's part of why AI was loved.
And I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, the expectation on Trey is a little higher because he doesn't really show a lot of emotion, but great ones don't. They stay very, very steady. And I think that this third year, I think it's a third year now for him.
Third year.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a really big year for him in a lot of ways. And I think, number one, I think he also knows, and there's a little heat on him, I think he also knows that if he doesn't play well at shortstop this year, he may not be the shortstop for the Phillies much longer.
So this is all stemming from what you've observed. He's putting the work in.
He's working
defensively.
His ass off with Bobby Dickerson every single day.
All right, couple things.
Kyle, really?
Couple things. I thought it was interesting the way Ruben framed that. So he is bullish on Trey, thinks he's going to have a good year. I hope he's right. He mentioned he works hard. I've never doubted that. I never thought the day he got here that he mailed it in. And I don't think that's true. I think Trey works hard.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is nobody cares if you work hard. You either succeed or you don't. All these guys, or I'd say the majority of them, work really hard. I think we have a lot of players in this team that work hard. He's got to perform. But I thought the part that was most interesting was the end. When Ruben said he knows that if he doesn't perform well this year, he's probably not the shortstop next year. Feels like he gets it now. Like they've applied this pressure. Like you better do it.
There's been a conversation about it. And we talked about this the other day. Whether it was directly or indirectly, there has been conversation about him and his play and his at-bats and his fielding and all of that. So he knows that he feels that pressure. That's why I said I think that he's going to have a bounce-back year because working hard – is a part of it, Joe, and I know you said talking about everybody works hard, but it's working hard and being locked in and being more focused on the details. I think that's what he's talking about when you talk about being locked in, just that laser focus about, you know, playing in shortstop the right way, fielding the right way. Because you talked about a lot of times how, you know, the ball gets past him, he just looks lost out there.
Yeah.
So that is probably going back to the basics and just having your core fundamentals, just working on your core fundamentals.
Yeah, and I think the Phillies have been, it's interesting the way they've framed the discussion, because when Dabrowski was on with the morning show, he said we never made him a promise that he'll be the long-term shortstop. And then I thought it was also interesting, the beginning of spring training, Aiden Miller, who's their top position prospect, he's 20 years old, Dabrowski said specifically, we think he's a shortstop. And then he also said the really special ones arrive quickly, with the kind of implication is he could be here soon, whether it be the end of this year or the beginning of next year.
Well, I mean, the pressure's on.
Yeah.
No question about it.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to realize if Dabrowski's saying they have a young shortstop who is a shortstop and is going to be here soon, there's only one shortstop on the field. So someone's not going to be shortstop. And if Trey doesn't play well this year defensively, I don't think he'll be their shortstop next season. Now, there's the offense and the defense with Trey. Like, do I think he'll be better defensively? Maybe a little bit. I don't think it's going to be like a gold glove. I don't know. He's not a good shortstop.
Gold glove might be a bold prediction.
No, that's a really bold prediction.
Excuse me?
He's made 40 errors the last two seasons.
No, I was just thinking.
That's bold.
I think just be better.
Decent.
Be a lot better.
I would take average at shortstop. I would love that. That'd be great this season.
The Miller coming up thing could almost work in our favor in terms of like giving Trey Turner that spark. If he knows there's somebody breathing right down his neck,
yes,
I think he steps his game up a little bit.
I think for the Phillies, for every reason. Like, imagine if Miller gets off to a hot start in the minors and people are starting to say, like, he might be ready soon. I think all that could do is push Trey to be the best version of himself. Aaron in San Diego's up. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia. How are we today, boys?
Aaron, it's opening day. We're great. What's up, buddy?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to be Buzz Killington today.
Oh, Buzzkill Aaron today. What do you got for us?
It is that time of year where we get to sit back and watch paint dry.
Wait, you're not a baseball guy, Aaron?
What's your problem?
Come on.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the Phillies are in a bearish trend. World Series, loss. NLCS, loss. Division, loss. This year,
wild card loss.
83 wins.
Oh, wow. Wow. You're going
83 wins.
Damn. That's not making the playoffs. 83 wins.
In the NL, we don't make the playoffs.
Wow.
And Hopper, my prediction is Topper will not make it through the season.
Oh. Well, we've really run the gamut. We've gone a wide variety of predictions here. We basically have, you know, we got Will saying they're going to win 101 games in the whole thing. You got 83 and Topper fired. That's a big one, Aaron.
Here's the thing, Joe, is we're going to watch the same thing over and over and over again. Okay, we're going to watch them score 13 runs one game, and then we'll watch a five-game stretch where they score three runs. And then they're probably good for probably 15 blown, you know, outstanding pitching outings where it's a 2-1 game or a 2-0 game or a 3-0 game or a 1-0 game. Unfortunately, it's time for the Phillies to walk the walk and start and stop talking the talk, because this whole offseason, I've heard nothing from any of the players that would indicate that they're ready to do what it takes to bring home a championship. And until they do, unfortunately, I got to be Buzz Killington.
Buzz kill Aaron Buzz today. Killington. All right, Aaron, we appreciate it. But I think it's – I mean, not that I want a buzzkill, but I think it's interesting that people are all over the place, Hugh. This is – I don't know if I've ever had an opening day where I heard so many varying predictions, right? We had someone at 101. We have someone at 83.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's almost a 20-game gap in wins for the same – like, we're looking at the same thing, and some people are viewing it totally different than others.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of interesting that a lot of people feel the way that they feel because they didn't hear what they wanted to hear from the players. And it just made me think when he said that, I was trying to think about some of the press conferences that Jalen was in, you know, because he just won a championship, especially coming into this year.
The vibes weren't good with the Eagles.
Yes.
And then they won.
And that's the thing that you have to understand. And I'm going to coin a phrase that Jalen likes to say, the main thing is always the main thing. Mm. On the outside looking in, everybody doesn't need to know everything, especially when talk is cheap. Because at that point, if Jalen would have came out this season, before the season started, and he'd been like, oh, rah-rah, I feel good. I feel like I'm going to the Super Bowl. And, you know, last year was a fluke and it was an anomaly and all. We'd have looked at him and said, dawg, you tripping. You know what I mean? That's the part of being an athlete. This team, to me, looks laser-focused. We were down there. Wasn't a whole lot of cacaing and kikiing and laughing and giggling going on. Mm. It was about business. And that's the thing that I think that you have to look at and see. When you've been in a situation like that where you've had these tremendous highs and every year you fell a little bit shorter than you did the year before, you get to a point where it's like, okay, man, all that talking is no good. We got to get it going.
Yeah, there is. If you squint hard enough, not quite Daryl Morey squint.
Not squint.
But if you look hard enough, there are some Eagles last summer, Phillies this spring training similarities. A lot of question marks, reasons why you could worry. But there's a lot of talent, and sometimes that's enough. I mean, that wins a lot of football games or baseball games. 215-592-9494. Best bowl prediction we're here today wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. When we come back, one half of the High Hopes podcast joins us in studio. Jack Fritz, we'll get him on the record with us next, and some of his season predictions are out there. We'll talk about them. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on opening day on Sports Radio 94 WIP.